The Justice Department has released the 38-page redacted affidavit. This is what investigators used to get a warrant to search the home of former President Trump. That search turned up boxes of classified documents the president was supposed to turn over when he left office. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas joins us now. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Scott.
So this document has been out for not very long. What are we learning about the case the affidavit lays out, the case to do this search?
Well, look, this affidavit, even though it is highly redacted, does give us our best view yet into the investigation into how these documents ended up at Mar-a-Lago after Trump left office. The affidavit tells us some of what we already know, which is that the FBI's investigation began with a referral from the National Archives in February after the archives recovered 15 boxes of materials from Mar-a-Lago. In the affidavit, we learned that there were news articles, printouts, notes, personal records, and a lot of classified materials in those 15 boxes recovered in January from Mar-a-Lago. Classified documents were just intermingled with everything else. We learned that the FBI went through all of these boxes and what was found in there. The affidavit says that they found 184 classified documents. 67 of them were classified at the confidential level, 92 at the secret level, 25 at the top secret level. But there were others, most importantly, with special classification settings, indicating that they were from confidential human sources, from human spies, stuff from signals intelligence. Mm-hmm. So monitoring foreign communications. These are some of the most highly guarded secrets within U.S. government. And these are things that were found in boxes at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
Yeah. The affidavit also suggests there's probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found. How significant is that?
Well, we know from what was released earlier as part of the court fight over this search that obstruction is one of the things that the FBI is investigating here. So it would make sense that they would believe that there would be evidence of obstruction found in the search of Mar-a-Lago.
Now, the Justice Department, before this affidavit was released, reportedly had some urgency about the security of these documents. I mean, do these documents, now that we have more information, go to the urgency the DOJ appeared to have?
Absolutely, absolutely. The sort of highly classified documents that I was describing just a second ago are things that the Justice Department, the FBI, U.S. intelligence agencies would all be highly concerned about being kind of out in the wild, so to speak. Mar-a-Lago is, of course, not a secure location like government offices would be. These things would normally be kept in under very tight guard. And I think what, you know, we're also learning here is that the sense of urgency came from what was found in the boxes that were returned to the archives in January. But there was also an understanding from further investigation that the FBI had conducted that there was reason to believe that there were more documents still there, which was, of course, a cause for even greater concern. There's what was at Mar-a-Lago up until January of this year, but then the concern that there's still more stuff there, more stuff out in the wild, of course, would drive the Justice Department, presumably to take the step that it did and ultimately conduct this unprecedented search of a former president's home.
Yeah. Now, nearly half of the contents of this document are blacked out. What kind of information was the Justice Department most concerned about redacting, making sure that that didn't get public?
Well, to be clear, the Justice Department didn't really want any of this affidavit to be released. Affidavits are not normally released at this point in an investigation. They would only be made public if charges were indeed brought. And of course, no one has been charged in this case yet. However, ultimately, the judge ordered that the Justice Department propose redactions, which the Justice Department did. As you said, they are significant here. But the department was particularly concerned about potentially exposing witnesses who have spoken to them. And we learned from other documents that were released today that there are a significant number of witnesses who have provided information to the Justice Department as part of this investigation. The department was also concerned, though, about releasing the names of law enforcement agents, federal agents who took part in this, of people who have not been charged, but also kind of more broadly, there's concern about potentially revealing the scope, the direction, of the government's investigation. They have described the affidavit in court papers as essentially being a roadmap to the investigation. And so there was significant concern about that sort of information being released.
Ryan Lucas is NPR Justice Correspondent. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.